Chapter 26. Virginia. Labyrinth. I think of Kavex breaking in the Minotaur's armored hands and want to scream as Holliday arranges to drop the nucleus. Numb, I scan the displays, hoping to see evidence Victor is alive, that she's faring well in her battle on the pole. I receive nothing but old data showing a pitched battle. Rip wings swirling, capital ships hammering one another at close range. Helios's dustmaker slugging it out with the pandemonia. I won't know what's happened until I make it to my fallback command center in the hollows. An orange drones. All personnel, brace positions for nucleus drop. Sever the hard lines. Hard lines detached. Drop in 20. 19. Who has the fox? I call. On it, my sovereign. A burly red lion guard named Glaucus says. They've affixed Kavex's carryall to Glaucus's back armor. The man kneels and tries to lure the fox in. Sophocles is scared and refuses to come out from under a console. Each time they try to pick him up, he darts away. Holliday solves it before I have to. She lays down on her back, sets a ration on her chest, and pats it until Sophocles scampers over to nibble and lie in the nook of her armpit. Holliday stows him in the carryall on Glaucus's back. 5. I brace alongside Oro. He looks so fragile next to me without armor. The nucleus shudders and tilts. What was that? I ask. Exo-ligament 7 is severed, an orange announces. The particle beams have compromised the nucleus's thermal wall. That means the next particle beam will land directly on the surface of the nucleus, and its heat will transfer, superheating the air of the nucleus. Drop! Now! The great, impenetrable nucleus begins its drop toward its exit shaft, and then halts and goes nowhere. Every screen goes out. The interior of the nucleus starts to heat up, fast. A pupil of red light dilates above us on the metal. Sweat pours down the faces of blues and greens. The skin of my exposed face starts to itch. It's only getting hotter. I raise my helmet. Of the nucleus's complement, only my bodyguards and now Sophocles in the carryall have armor. The sweat starts to wick off Oro's face. Virginia, he whispers as his saliva turns to steam. The particle beam must have melted the shaft. The temperature outside my suit creeps upward. Then it doubles, and doubles again. Blues and greens start to scream from the heat. Emergency lift, I order. Everyone, emergency lifts! Armor last! Holliday and my lines don't listen. They manhandle me and plow a path through the gurgling techs and crew into the lift. Past their armored shoulders, I see Oro struggling toward us, his eyes bulging from their sockets. Techs stumble, their hands melting to metal consoles as they try to steady themselves. We need Oro! I shout. Oro's strength fails. He falls to his knees, his lungs burned from the scorched air, vent an inhuman squeal. Holliday runs out at the last second and hauls him toward the lift. Oro's burnt skin sloughs off and Holliday loses her grip. She falls. Glaucus and another lion rush out to grab Holliday and pull her into the lift just before its doors seal shut with a bang. Silence. The lift descends. Our armor steams. Holliday still holds the skin of Oro's forearms. She sets it gently on the floor and orders weapons checks. I stare at the skin. I stayed too long. That's my fault. Add it to the list. But I managed the retreat. I saved lives, just not in the nucleus. We can contain this invasion. The lift will take us to the emergency tram where we can transfer laterally to Bastion 2. Holliday says to me. We will make it. I nod, but soon the lift begins to slow. She checks its systems. Let me guess, shaft is blocked, I mutter. System says there's debris down there. We might be able to slip past it, but the lift can't. Let's try. Abandon the lift. I turn on my grav boots and feel the uneasy thrum at my feet. All 30 of my guards activate their grav boots too. A pair of lions open a hatch at the bottom of the lift and drop out of sight to scout the way. We hear the sound of pulse fists first, then a report of enemy contact. The lion's signals go dead. It's not debris down there. I peer down the hole and see metal glinting in the darkness below and rising fast. A horn sounds in the darkness. Minotaur, I murmur.
Down is no good. Everyone at the top. Drop the lift on them.
If we leave the shaft now, we'll come out in the middle of the bastion, Holliday says. They could cut us off if they...
Would you rather go down? I ask.
Up we go, lads.
Holliday releases the top hatch, and we pour out of the lift. By the time I'm through, the lions have opened the door to the level above. There's gunfire, but they shout clear, and I hustle through. Three greys in Votum space armor lie dying. Holliday makes them dead, and Glaucus blows the lift behind us. It shrieks down the shaft. 28 lions and I take off into the bastion's corridors at a sprint. My helmet's HUD provides a tactical map. The bastion sensors report hostiles pouring in through multiple levels. I keep my razor in its hidden holster and take a rifle. My armor is identical to my bodyguard's, and for good reason. To the enemy, I'm the ultimate prize.
Damn that lift. Damn those claw drills.
I inform my bodyguards of the situation on the fly. We're cut off to the east and west. Enemy is pouring in. Wrath and Votum. With the fortress evacuated, there's nothing to stop the enemy advance except automated defences. We're in danger of being cut off. We can manoeuvre sideways, but we need to go down. Get to the hollows. Our best bet is vertical shaft D. If it is blocked, we try shaft B.
Already I'm stacking contingencies in case my plan fails one by one. I flip to the bodyguard frequency to hear Holliday adding on, "Her safety is your only priority. If you are wounded and cannot keep up, you will be left behind."
"Nil that," I snap. "We are outnumbered. They will close in from all sides, but they are glory hounds, out for themselves. They will compete against one another to get me. We are not them. We are a pride. We kill together, we work together, we survive together. They came for a hunt, but they forgot. Hic sunt leones! Hic sunt leones!" they echo, and we pound metal.
The hallways are a blur of tension and silence, punctuated by random and intense kinetic violence, followed by retreats, mad dashes, and weird refrains, where hiding in lavatories or strategy rooms and even a kitchen become moments of extreme dread. It is a dance, and the enemy is finding we're as hard to pin down as a greased eel. But sadly, they aren't a pair of hands grasping at us with their transports pouring troops. They're about to become a very big net. My 28 lions are tougher, better equipped, better trained, and better led by Holliday than the capable but standard Votum legionnaires. Apollonius's men, on the other hand, are Martian veterans, hard-bred and battle-scarred. And for them, hunting me is personal. Many would have been Augustan legion. My father's own. He didn't suffer fools. Neither does 12 years of war. No matter how good my lions are, they will die if we don't get out. I won't be killed, though. I'll be chained and dragged through the streets in Loon's triumph. The Votum Greens kill the power first. Our running firefights flare in the darkness. We hit like lightning, covering our retreat and disappearing into the station time after time, always trying to find a gap. We hit when we have to, we hide when we can, but mostly we run, phasing in and out of sight in our ghost cloaks. More and more we run. Running on local power, the doors still function, and I retain control of those with my sovereign implant. We split up half a dozen times. It confuses their pursuit, but they start to get wise. Cut off vertical shafts, form a hard deck on lower levels we can't pass, deploy hall-spanning particle shields, traps, autocannons of their own. Mines. We turn into a hall, running from Apollonius's closing horn, and a lion simply disappears in front of me, like he didn't even have armor. I don't even know what killed him. The last thing I see is one of his legs tumbling down the hall. Panting a few minutes later, I kneel in the darkness of a rec room for Red Legion One, where jellyfish writhe in an aquarium. The jellyfish are red, grisly like that poor dead lion's leg. His name was Arminius. He liked garments. He wanted to design them. He was going to use his pension to start a clothing line. I was going to give him seed money. He didn't know.
Movement in the hall,
Glaucus says, and recalls his drone.
It's Holiday.
Holiday and Six Lions slip silently into the rec room.
Did it work? I ask.
Smoke slithers from Holiday's armor.
They bought it. Vodum thinks we're two levels up, heading east toward the secure trams. Drones say Shaft D is clear.
And Apollonius?
His men are mostly tied up with Red Legion in the battle for Sector 2. We got a comms officer to talk.
I don't ask how.
Officer said Kavex is alive. Apollonius broke his back and sent him to the rear as a prize.
He's alive, thank Jove, I breathe out in relief.
A prisoner, but alive.
I tried to set my worries away as we wait for the second team I dispatched to return to the rec room. When they do return, they carry two domed backpacks.
Cloaks and razors, I ask.
They nod.
20 and 15. Some night optics, too.
What do we need those for? Holiday asks.
Insurance, I reply.
The intercom crackles.
Augustus, this is Cicero Avotum. You are cut off from your army. You are surrounded. There is no escape from the bastion. Neither is there shame in surrender. Indeed, there is more dignity in that than being hunted down and killed like an animal. Apollonius is stalking you this very moment. Loon is not Atalantia. He has agreed to recognize the Republic as a valid entity. Should you surrender to me, you will be afforded all the rights due your station as a head of state. Your men will likewise...
I click my tongue, and my lions move out. Cicero is getting worried. So am I. We haven't seen Apollonius himself in an hour. Never a good sign. The halls are quiet, dark. Our wounded don't slow us down, yet. We have 5 so far. 2 from Apollonius himself, and he didn't even manage to close. The wounded are fueled by the cold fire of the Republic's best emergency combat cocktail, Mjolnir 6. I'll stay sober. Mjolnir 6 blunts empathy. If I lost that, I'd send what was left of my bodyguards to create a distraction so I could slip out by myself. For the Republic. That's what Adrius would do, or my father. Not me. Not today. We move slow and careful, and manage to reach one of the many entrances to the tank garages in which Shaft D is located on level 13, without encountering the enemy. We're so close. Holiday turns on her ghost cloak and slips forward into the darkness with 3 lions.
I hear the slur of a railgun. A gurgling.
Holiday comes back with a red knife. Drones were right. Clear except for a few Votum techies trying to hack the gravlift's controls to better move troops. I give the nod. We move into the hangar as quietly as possible in heavy armor. 3 lions have popped the lift door open a few meters.
It's a big door, 30 meters wide for tanks.
We form up around the lions. Holiday drops a drone into the darkness. I watch its feed on my HUD. The shaft looks clear, even on thermal. The shaft's terminus is deep within the moon, but still within Sector 1's pie-like shape. It won't get us back to our lines in the hollows, but it'll get us close. Holiday spots something I don't, and motions a team to deploy nanowire across the mouth of the lift entrance. They string a dozen strands of the near-invisible polyene fiber, casually, as if checking the door for traps. Her drone is still snooping down the shaft as she replays what caught her eye. Cold spots arrayed around the circumference of the tunnel shaft, 200 meters below. A few degrees lower than the surrounding metal. Scores of them. Ghost cloak dampeners. Good ones. The tunnel is lined with soldiers. It's a trap. Apollonius, for sure. He didn't know what level we'd access on, but somehow he knew this shaft was our way out. I thought I'd randomized our movements enough.
I'm picking up a signal. Stasis field, possibly in the shaft. We'd be frozen right above them if we dropped. Flies in amber.
I eye the darkness of the garage behind us through the lenses in the back of my helmet.
He's watching us right now. Maybe sending men to flank us. Maybe coming himself.
Why haven't they made a move? I ask.
They don't know which of us you are, Better if we're flies in amber. Meaning they don't know which one of us not to kill, and they respect the quality of my lions enough to know they'll have to kill most of us. So Apollonius is trying to take me alive after all. Did Loon make him a team player? Let's punch them in the mouth and scram. Holiday nods to the walkways above. Go through engineering. Cook this shaft. We have other options.
There's another option. Do we have a net?
We have two.
Lions, Kavix is captured. He has sensitive information in his head, and he is our friend. Many of you know him. Many of you have attended his name days. The only way we will get him back is if we have a prisoner of equal worth to trade. But we have a chance to take one here.
The answer with a chorus of affirmative radio clicks. He mustn't suspect a trap.
Holiday, you're up.
I'll use the drone, Holiday says. Soon as they move, false retreat. First pride into quicksand formation. Second pride, fire support. Third pride, secure hangar doors. Let's not get flanked. Exit is engineering. Sovereign, your rear.
No, I'm first pride. You lot might need the muscle.
Holiday pauses, but doesn't argue.
Do not draw your razor.
I nod, ready for violence. Holiday guides the drone back up the shaft and lets it get extra snoopy. It coasts toward one of the cold spots. Closer. Closer. A laugh echoes in the shaft. The cloak melts away. A bull's head emerges from the shadow in front of our distant drone.
Found you, says Apollonius.
A fly-sized drone blinks above. Apollonius must have one on every level leading to the shaft.
We drop charges and let Apollonius see us flee. Through my rear lens, I watch the charges go off. The gap in the door becomes a column of fire.
Golds cocooned in pulse shields rise through the flames and slip into the hangar after us.
Right into the nanowire. The nanowire activates and oscillates back and forth like a saw at a rate of a million oscillations a minute. It goes through armor like butter. I've never seen men cut into such weirdly precise blocks of meat and metal as the first three who meet the wire. The next two hack their way through it and chase us. Then Apollonius rushes in, backed by Greys.
Now, Holiday orders, and my lions turn on the enemy and fire as one on Holiday's targeting tag. The first gold disintegrates as 25 expert marksmen and I converge our fire. The lion next to me bucks back, arms broken like twigs as he's shot by a pulse fist. Holiday targets the next gold, so do 24 rifles. He is deleted 5 paces from us. Metal pings off our shields. One of his legs hits my shoulder. This all in 4 seconds. It let Apollonius get closer.
Pride 2 fires on the Greys, rushing out of the shaft, and Apollonius charges into my pride. We fall back like quicksand to receive him. Our plan is that 6 of us are to pepper him with fire, 2 are to shoot nets, and 2 are to deploy a shield dome. Something goes wrong. It happens too fast and too close to see what. One of the net lines is cut in half. His fired net flails overhead like a sheet in the wind. Another line is knocked out of sight. I glimpse Apollonius coming toward me in a rush of dark purple metal. I fire 2 shots before he is on me like a kicking horse. He drives his shoulder into me without looking and hacks off a lion's arm. He doesn't know which one I am. His shoulder check dazed me, but he expected it to knock me out. I'm no Grey. He's facing the other way, about to kill our last lion with a net gun.
Holiday, bodyguard!
Apollonius also has cameras in the back of his helmet. I reach for my concealed razor. My reach draws his full attention like blood draws a leviathan. He turns, a mass of terror and metal.
All hail Lionheart, he purrs.
His giant razor cleaves through another lion as it comes toward me. It sparks just in front of my helmet, blocked by a glowing blue aegis. Holidays. I seize the moment, dive low, like Darrow taught me, razor out and spear Apollonius in his left knee. He doesn't make a sound. He headbutts me on the crown of my helmet and my HUD shorts out. I go right to the floor. Our netman fires. The net snares Apollonius and electrocutes his armor. His razor is trapped, but one of his arms isn't. He takes my razor from his knee and cuts himself free. I scramble to my feet, woozy, and see the shield dome is up. An iridescent half-dome projects from a lion's back unit. It ends 1/2 meter above the floor. If it meets the floor, it'll blow like a bomb. That lion has to stay upright and out of the fight.
Apollonius is trapped inside the shield with 8 of us. His men outside, fighting my other lions, go into a frenzy when they see the risk to their commander. Holiday and 2 lions fire into Apollonius on full auto. His shield dies with a thunderclap. He loses his grip on my razor. It skitters out from beneath the dome. My lions converge on him and take out his legs. Glaucus arm locks Apollonius's left arm. Others grab his right. I tackle his knees as hard as I can. He teeters and falls on his back. A lion stomps on his hand and kicks his huge razor out from the dome. I help lock down his legs. Now's our chance. Holiday rushes forward with her misericord. The weapon looks like a dagger hilt with 2 coloured ends and no blade. When jammed down on its black end, a magnetic charge in the hilt forces out a depleted uranium drill with a shaped charge. When jammed down on its red end, the drill has enough Haemanthus tranquilizer to put down a griffin. It's a new weapon, cheap to mass-produce, and is meant for grounded knights in armour that is as expensive as the gear for an entire legion, like Apollonius's. Apollonius sees the misericord coming and thrashes against us. I can barely control one of his legs. A lion grabs his horns and puts his feet on Apollonius's shoulders to hold him steady for Holiday. Apollonius was hiding his true strength. He jerks his neck down and pulls the lion into Holiday's way. The misericord bangs against the man's shoulder, and the lion knows he's dead. That dose was meant for a gold. Apollonius lunges his head sideways and drives one of his horns up into Holiday's stomach. Glaucus shouts in anger and pulls his sidearm. He fires a full clip into the bull helmet. The metal dents, buckles. Glaucus fires again, and I see the digger round penetrate the helmet at the cheek. Apollonius moos, and his head flops sideways out of Holiday. Blood and teeth pour out of the hole in the bull helmet. Still kneeling atop Apollonius, Holiday pulls a backup misericord and drives it down into Apollonius's throat armor. It doesn't deploy.
Lemon!
She slams it down again and again. It's a dud. Both ends. My heart sinks. Then I lurch as Apollonius fires his boots. We hit the dome with the sound of a gong. We're almost knocked free. My lions outside cannot hold back his troops any longer. Still pinning his legs, I give the order to kill him. Holiday puts her rifle into the hole in his cheek. Then I hear a clatter. A circular metal ball rolls toward us. Apollonius didn't have to get free. He just had to be difficult enough to put down for something like this to happen. A grenade rolls under the dome shield and goes off. The force knocks me sideways. Dazed, head ringing, I stagger up as soon as I can think of it. But amidst the groaning armored bodies, the largest is rising. I haul up Holiday and call a retreat.